Marie Berkers of the Netherlands is a very good golfer and still improving through his love of the game and some serious dedication. He is challenged in the swing with the neurological condition which he tells us about in this article, but he is constantly learning how to improve, while golf gives him so much as a life-affirming sport where he has made the best of friends. His story is in short a great example of how to live well, so let's meet Marie Berkers and learn more about what makes him tick. Marie Berkers loves golf, what the game brings him and how it gets his mind working. He took up the sport at the age of 32 in 2011. Berkers is proud to have represented his country in G4D, Golf for the Disabled, but wherever he's playing and whoever with, he wants to find the positive experience, like drawing refreshing, clean water out of a deep well.
Golf for me is like making the right shot at the right time, the personal challenge, playing in nature. Those are the fun parts of that. That's what I love about golf the most. You're always in beautiful surroundings, trying to hit the shots that you visualize, always to try to beat your low score, get better every time.
Many would agree with this assessment of the game from Marie, who is a business developer for a leading food company from Tilburg in the Netherlands, who was enjoying a remarkable 2024 in golf when we spoke with him, having played in three of G4D's most prestigious tournaments. But Marie is no overnight sensation, he will tell you. The tall and athletic player, who has a WHS golf handicap of 2.9, has shown a great work ethic to improve his golf over some years while entering many Edgar tournaments. In these, he loves the focus of competition but also the social side of events, meeting up with old friends and making new ones. He says he has been fortunate to have been encouraged by G4D players in the past, and in turn, he likes to do the same for others.
I also play because I enjoy competing in a tournament or against myself during a fun round. I love all the challenges the game brings. Golf improves my creativity and I learn to solve problems on the spot, kind of thinking outside the box. You learn to navigate and keep positive mindset all the time.
For Marie, the intricacies of these challenges, including developing a good golf swing, all help him to maintain fitness with his condition and keep him feeling confident on the course and in his wider life. Marie now explains to us that he has cerebral palsy and tells us a little bit about what this means.
I have cerebral palsy because of oxygen shortage or deficiency during birth. So the complete left side of my body, my arm, my hand, my leg and my foot are kind of poorly developed.
But this challenge never stopped Marie. His great champion from the start was his dear mother, who always encouraged him and instilled Marie with confidence.
Yeah, she passed away recently, but she kind of always believed in me and gave me all the opportunities and possibilities to play the sports, whatever I liked. I played field hockey for a while, but it was I did swimming, did a lot of different sports, judo, etc. But it was really important that I got all the possibilities when I was a young boy, because you kind of have to learn to accept your body and to make the best of it and to kind of accept that if you want to become good in a sport, you have to practice harder than people with a normal body do. So yeah, it's been a big help for me during my life. I think you always try to, I think when you're younger, you try to hide your disability. And when you become older and kind of learn to more embrace it and accept it and be the person that you are and don't try to hide anything, the people need to accept you for who you are.
Today, the fitness aspect is obviously very important. Marie tells us that he tries to walk as much as possible on the golf course and during training. As he is getting a bit older, he says this is becoming more difficult to keep in shape, but golf reminds Marie to take care of his fitness.
Balance for me is the biggest issue, balance and strength, because my left side is a bit worse than my right side. So during a golf swing, when you move around, balance is a big thing, especially when you try to hit a ball with some proper swing speed. you kind of, it's hard to keep the balance. So that's the most difficult part. Or when the ball is beneath my feet or above my feet, that's even difficult for a golfer with a normal body, but especially for golfers with a disability, of course.
Like many G4D players, Marie is happy to talk in some detail about how he swings the golf club, and he will sometimes smile as he addresses the challenges he faces, but he clearly wants to help spread awareness of the process of playing golf in order to encourage others. The convention for many is to be introduced to golf by family or a friend, but Marie took the logical step of taking it up because business clients played the game, joining his golf club Landgoed Nieuwkerk in 2012. That's when the addiction began, Marie writes. He then heard about Edgar events through the club's teaching professional, Kevin Broekhuis, and he remains grateful for Kevin's advice to give golf a try.
Besides, learning about yourself, you'll meet a lot of new people on the golf course and you make some new friends. I think it's important, especially that golf is an accessible and fun sport. It's not all about winning. It's just also about meeting new people, making new friendships, enjoying hole number 19 and just have some fun.
Just giving golf a try. This is also something Marie would say to others. Any person with a disability who wants to find a game that can help them become more active and enjoy themselves in the outdoors. Marie will remind you that he was in the same position not that long ago, and he agreed that anyone can enjoy starting the game at any level to suit them, even just putting and chipping, or playing short forms of the game with friends and family. After a little over 10 years in the game, Marie is still doing this, but on a bigger scale. In July 2024, he took part in the EGA's European Team Championship for golfers with a disability, Marie's fourth time representing his country in this way, which was held at Golf Club Hörsel in Germany. He said it was a privilege to take part with his Dutch teammates, led by the national coach Marcela Neges. New event rules to enable more competitive team opportunities for players with different impairments also met with Marie's approval.
The countries had to choose from a variety of categories of players with a disability. So I saw a whole lot of new people, new players that I haven't seen before at the previous championships. I thought it was a success. There's always points that could improve, but yeah, I really enjoyed it and I think it was a big success. And I really enjoyed it because when you play with just gross, low handicap players, you kind of have the same game plan. So you hit about the same yardages, you do about the same things. But when you play with a teammate in a paragolfer, then you have to play a totally different game plan. And that's what I loved about it. So you really had to adapt to the player that was playing with you.
When we first spoke with Marie in August 2024, he was preparing to represent the Netherlands once more, qualifying for selection via the world ranking for golfers with disability to play in the G4D Tour Betfred British Masters at the Belfry in England's West Midlands. This series of events run by the DP World Tour and supported by Edgar. It was always going to be a big event for Marie, and playing at the venue famous for staging the Ryder Cup and sharing the practice ground with the household names from the DP World Tour was all like a dream for him, he says.
I think golf-wise, it was the best experience I ever had with golf. Just around all the DP World Tour players, the course was amazing, especially the tour conditions are super tough. Compared to how the course normally plays. I haven't played the Belfry, but the rough was long, the fairways were narrow, the greens were fast, the pin positions were difficult. So I really, really enjoyed every second of it. Especially for me, it was super special when you finished a round and you went to the driving range. All the tour players were there hitting their shots and warming up and doing their thing to prepare for the tournament. And yeah, we were just between them on the range, kind of feeling like a player. So that was, yeah, it was amazing. I really enjoyed every second of it, yeah.
This all followed on from May and Marie's qualification for the G4D Open held at Woburn, England, which he described as the pièce de résistance of these Edgar-supported tournaments. Marie has played regularly on the Edgar Tour.
Edgar's growing in the tournaments are organized perfectly. You play on really fantastic golf courses. A lot of players from different countries and different playing levels play together in one single event. And normally the courses that we play are prepared to be good for our events. So I really enjoyed it. And the Edgar events are getting bigger and bigger and better with more players each time. So yes, it's really moving forward.
Thinking ahead, Marie will be looking to enjoy each moment on the course while seeking to improve, challenging himself.
I need to improve my distance. I need to be a little bit fitter. I used to play 5 times a week. I have a new job, which got me into the office and into the car instead of on the golf course. So physically, I need to become a bit stronger, or I can maintain my balance a bit better. And when you're longer off the tee, it's so much easier to play the courses. So yeah, that's what I think I should do this winter. And besides that, my chipping really needs to improve.
We ask Marie whether the game can seem at times just too difficult to master. He has used the expression #work in progress to describe his swing.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, practice makes perfect. So the more hours you spend on chipping, pitching, putting, swinging, the better you get at it. So eventually practice will pay off, because if you're feeling more comfortable with a chip, which you have hit thousands of times or hundreds of thousands or 10,000s of times, the more you hit it, the more comfortable you become with the shot. I think for starters, you have to have a good teacher, a good coach who can monitor your development and see what you need to improve and show you how you can improve and give you the practice and training tools for it to become a better player.
Marie is very much aware that he didn't get to be a proficient golfer with a 2.9 golf handicap simply by himself. Marie had explained to us that his mother had helped him develop the mindset to get the best out of himself. And through golf, he is grateful for the encouragement from his club coach Kevin, his friends, and not least his caddy, Christine. Marie now finishes by saying,
I would like to thank my girlfriend, Christine. She's always supported me on the course as a caddy, but above all, as a person. She's definitely seen the good and the bad in me, but always supported me. I would also like to thank my coach, Marcella Neggers, the Dutch Golf Federation, because they've made it possible for me to compete in all the Edgar events. All my mates at my own golf course, Golf Club Landgoed Nieuwkerk, because I play with them every week and we enjoy and compete and we play competition with each other. So I think golf brought me a lot of things which I never thought I would gain from a sport. I also like to thank golf for that.
A golfer ultimately plays the shot alone, but Marie knows that you don't arrive at that moment to swing the club by being alone. The great thing about golf is that it offers an intense personal challenge, but in a life-affirming world of nature and supportive friends, even in the heat of competition. And Marie Berkers will tell you it's a great place to be. This Edgar podcast was written and narrated by Ben Evans, and the sound production was by Martin Maynard of Sounds Good. You can find more stories of people with a disability thriving through golf in the profiles section of the Edgar website at edgargolf.com, and you can contact members of our team through the website.